Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. Our next guest says the city's education system is in a state of crisis. Chester Asher, who goes by Asher, says only 23% of St. Louis students are reading at their grade level. I want to say that again. Only 23% of St. Louis students are reading at their grade level. He's the founder of Coalition with STL Kids. He is in studio with us. Good morning and welcome to KMOX.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Why are you doing this?
I think there's been so many studies. We have so many personal anecdotes of students who, when they fail in school, some resort to a life of crime, self-destruction. And you only need a few to really create a situation, a society, a neighborhood that's dangerous, that you don't want to live in. And so, you mentioned that 23% of kids are reading on grade level. For Black children in the city, that's 13%. 13% of Black kids reading on grade level. What types of futures are we setting them up for? And it is a setup, right? So when you talk about the school to prison pipeline, but before you get to prison, you get to crime, right? And that's something we all have to deal with. And so we all should be really interested in making a change. And sadly, there are those, particularly the leadership of the St. Louis Public Schools Board, who are very comfortable with the status quo. And I can't for the life of me understand their comfort with such a raging crisis on our hands.
Yeah, I mean, how did we get to this point? What is broken with our education system?
I mean, it's been broken for decades, right? And there are, I think, many causes. You have the crack epidemic in the 80s that really ripped through a number of homes and households in a lot of inner cities. You've had the current day racism of members of the school board. You know, I've gone to the school board and asked them to do simple things like, hey, guys, we have 13% of Black kids reading on grade level. Can we set a goal? Right. Because that can help us keep us accountable. We can track metrics. Can we set a goal? Like maybe next year it's increased by 5%. Maybe it's 18%. Can we set a goal? Crickets. It's really simple things like that. They really refuse to take common sense approaches or actions to help our children. We offer them. We have a group, Black Men Read, that's offering free tutoring. And we said, hey, SLPS, you have kids who are reading way below grade level. This was, I think, in November. And said, we would like to come and help. They said, oh, get back to us in April. We went to Normandy, and now we're in Normandy schools working with kids to help improve their reading. And the goal, at the end of the day, we can only recruit maybe 100 people to tutor, which is great. But the goal is to really push the school districts to provide in-person tutoring for every kid who's behind in grade level. And we just know high-dosage tutoring works. There's a ton of research to back that up. But when you seemingly hit deaf ears, you have to wonder why. Why is it that when Black kids are faced with such a challenge, people are silent, people are resistant to really taking action and making change? You know, when I say 13% of Black kids are reading on grade level, you have not great, but 65% of white kids in the city are reading on grade level. There's such a disparity. And I think the urgency has to be on the adults, on parents, on school officials, and definitely on school board officials who ran to actually, hopefully, to improve the lives of kids and families.
You mentioned Normandy, working with them. Talk about some of the other specific goals that you're working on your own to try to make some improvement in this.
Yeah, and so tutoring is a big – we looked at the data, and we know that high-dosage tutoring has significant effects, positive effects for raising reading levels. Any school know the kids who have challenging behaviors, right? When – you know, for instance, Johnny is suspended. Usually no one is surprised that Johnny is suspended because he got suspended last month. And the month before, there was also an incident. Oftentimes, schools just lack the resources to or a person to really deal with that child and really help the family. Sometimes there's a lot going on with Johnny at home. But we really need almost caseworkers at schools to help with children and families at when they display such behaviors. So we're also working on providing behavior supports through the position we call parent liaisons, who can really work with kids and families. And also, teaching is the hardest job that I've ever had. It's also the lowest paying job that I've ever had. And so we're asking the teachers union, we're asking teachers to really start to fight for a minimum teacher salary of $60,000 a year. That is, you know, we talk about children in poverty and the challenges that creates. What about teachers in poverty? How are teachers supposed to really work with and help improve the lives of children when they themselves and their children are really struggling? And we're really trying to hold SLPS accountable. And so one, we're really trying to vote out the board leadership. And so the current president, Tony Cousins, and the vice president, Matt Davis, really are really, I think, have contempt for the public. I've actually recently been banned from attending board meetings because I said "God damn it" at a board meeting. I mean, I think the urgency and the rage that people need to actually express, considering the current condition, needs to be way more problematic than that phrase. Considering that kids who can't read often or sometimes turn to crimes, turn to drugs, are robbing and killing people in the streets. It's really an outrageous scenario we have. And I'm always surprised when I go to these meetings and they're so orderly and calm, and there are children dying in the streets because of their failure.
I have one more thing. You're the founder of Coalition with STL Kids. How many people are involved in that, and do you need help?
Oh, we need a ton of help. And so I have me and a couple guys who daily work with Coalition of STL Kids, but it's Coalition, so we also have a number of organizations. The event we have tonight, the ACLU, is co-sponsoring. We have an organization called Black Men Read, Black Men Build. We have Activate STL, Bridge to Hope. So there's a bunch of different organizations that are working together, but we definitely need more, right? This, you know, we have, I think, over 20,000 kids in the city that need drastic, significant help. And so we're meeting tonight at 6:30 at the University City Library. And it's really a call to action for people to get their hands dirty and sign up to work on one of these committees, whether it's to replace the school board, whether it's to really start to work with DESE to hold the school board accountable for its work. I mean, oftentimes they don't even publish minutes. Like, you don't know what's going on at their meetings. And oftentimes I go to the board meetings and there are no committee reports. I'm like, have you all been doing anything between last board meeting when you had no committee reports and this board meeting when you have no committee reports? It's really astounding to see. But it's when you then look at the fact that St. Louis is the murder capital of the nation, and you look at our school system, it's not a surprise. This is predictable. Some even say, cynically say, this is planned. This is what some people must want, because it's so obvious that to not really take action and to not really have a sense of urgency sometimes indicates that something is seriously awry.
All right, Asher, thank you so much for your time. Again, for folks out there, the organization is Coalition with STL Kids. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.